The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
Saw it, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button. Send the fundage. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to Mike, and he will take your money. Julie is on the day shift, and we're in a fun drive to get us through the summer and beyond. But I know that the hosts have gotten together and decided to give $100 per host. And so, listeners, if you could come up with $5, $10, $15, whatever you can spare, that would help tremendously. If 1,000 of you just gave $10, what a difference that would make. So please send in the donation. PayPal is also available. Again, republicbroadcasting.org. And you will find the donate button. When I say smash it, I'm like, that's something I get from YouTube. You know, when you watch these YouTubers and they say smash the subscribe button to subscribe to their channel. If you're wondering where I get that from, but we're taking it as like you're so excited about donating to RBN that you get right on that. You don't literally smash down on your phone or computer that could damage it, and then you couldn't listen or donate at all. Perhaps somebody needed that explanation. I'm going to get into some content here, and then we'll take calls later on. If you want to weigh in, 512-248-8252, taking your calls live on your Monday night drive. I was listening to Don Campbell earlier, and he was covering Randy Weaver's death. Let me just pull up this article. Did a great show. He played a rerun of an interview he did. Oh, man, I think it was in 03 of Randy Weaver's daughter. Great show. Check out the archives of Don Campbell. Let's see, the Ruby Ridge standoff. Oh, well, that was Bennett. Mike is correcting me. That was Bennett, not Campbell. Campbell's the guy before me. All right, Mike. Bennett. Jeffrey Bennett, right? He's got the commercial about the gold. I was listening intently to the content, but unfortunately, I got the name switched because I'm so busy preparing for my show. It's very hard to concentrate, but I did get a good chance. So Bennett, the 7 p.m. Central show, check out the archives. Interview with Randy Weaver's daughter. And Weaver died Wednesday. I believe that was the 11th. It would have been the 30th anniversary of the 1992 standoff. Now, I'm bringing all this up because I want to cover the Buffalo shooter. And we'll come full circle on this. But first of all, let me just say that I agree. I mean, I'm on Weaver's side. Like, the federal government, of course, was totally wrong. And they basically did a terrorist operation. They just sought this family out in their wilderness retreat and killed the dog, killed the 14-year-old boy and Randy's wife. It was very horrible what they did. And they even awarded the family like $3.1 million when it was all said and done. for the wrongdoing of the federal government, which is actually phenomenal that they actually gave them money. But I just wanted to point out a few things here, even though I'm not throwing Randy under the bus. You gotta be careful. I understand Randy Weaver from history was involved in certain groups that were considered white supremacists. He was actually just a separatist. I think he considered himself a white separatist, very closely aligned with Christian identity, but maybe not exactly the same beliefs. And Christian identity, if you're not familiar, I don't want to get really into the weeds on this, but a lot of the Ku Klux Klan are Christian identity. The basic premises of that religious belief is that Israel of the Old Testament were actually the Europeans, and that the Jews of today are some other entity. And they have many other explanations as to what that entity is. And I don't want to get into that, but we'll just leave it at that. And I don't subscribe to Christian identity. I'm just traditional, regular Christian, Baptist, the type of Christian you would have encountered, you know, about 120 years ago. But that having been said, you know, you think about being associated with a group like the Klan, and I've met people in the Klan. I went to a Stormfront conference in 2016 where I met Don Black and David Duke, who are not in the Klan now. But there were people at the conference from the Klan that were really nice people, and they didn't hate black people. They weren't violent. But they were just a group. So there's a lot of groups that call themselves the Klan. And then there's other groups that could call themselves the Klan that do violent things, or that are not, you know, straight up. There's neo-Nazis. We see the ones in the Ukraine, you know, the Azov, Satanists. And there's also neo-Nazis in the U.S. that are probably, most of them, infiltrated by feds. Well, here's the point. Federal agents target these groups. They just have a big old target on them. So it's probably best just to not be involved in these groups at all, even if they're good people that don't hate, that don't want to do violence. Maybe they're just like wanting to be like pro-white and advocate for white people. I mean, that's always good. But I mean, you can do that. You can advocate for white people and not be a part of like a group like that, because they're just going to be targeted and infiltrated. And that's what happened to Randy Weaver. Some right-wingers would have you believe that Randy Weaver was just targeted out of the blue by the feds, by the U.S. Marshals at first, and then the FBI got involved, just for wanting to be separate, right? That wasn't necessarily the case. Again, I'm siding with Randy Weaver on this one. Don't take me out of context. But Weaver ended up being confronted by an individual who wanted Weaver to sell him some sawed-off shotguns, right? That basically was a federal ATF offense. And, you know, the dude was a confidential informant for the feds, and they entrapped Weaver into selling him these illegal firearms, right? So that's point number one, is stay away from these groups. Don't get involved in these groups like the Klan or any type of neo-Nazis or anything that's weird like that, all right? I mean, technically, it's our constitutional right, the right of assembly, but I'm just telling you, like, as a common sense approach, just stay away. But number two, do not ever, ever, ever do anything that's even on the borderline of illegal. And selling these sawed-off shotguns to this guy, I mean, that was really a risk. And I'm sure Weaver wasn't thinking about it. He was probably thinking, yeah, this man's a patriot. Oh, you know, what's a little short barrel? No biggie, right? This guy's a patriot. He's a Christian. I can trust him. Number three, don't trust anyone, right? Don't trust anyone. If you didn't come out of the womb with them, don't trust them. You don't do that. Especially today in this atmosphere where the Jew, Merrick Garland, is trying to, you know, find white supremacist terrorists, and if they can't find them, they'll make them up, which eventually will lead us to the article of the Buffalo shooter, which could have been totally false flag, but we'll get to that. Let's get back to Weaver. So Weaver sold these guns, right? And then they busted him. He posted bail, and he didn't show up to his hearing. Okay? He did not show up to his hearing, so he had a bench warrant. That is why. And so after that, you know, he and his family bought some acreage. Let me pull this up so I don't get it wrong. I don't want to get the details wrong here. So anyway, he was an American survivalist. The Ruby Ridge siege. Let's see. They paid $5,000 in cash and traded a moving truck for land in the 1980s in Boundary County, Ohio. It was a 20-acre piece of land. And they moved out there after Randy failed to appear. Okay? And so that's why the marshals went after him. Right? So if you got a court appearance, you gotta appear. I mean, if you don't, you're gonna have to go to somewhere further than Idaho. I mean, you're gonna have to go to like some country without an extradition treaty. You know what I'm saying, dogs? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that, you know? I'm officially saying show up to your hearing, but unofficially I'm saying if a person were gonna not show up, get out of the country. So there were several mistakes here, even though I side with Randy, and it was horrible, absolutely horrible, what the U.S. government did. I'm pointing out that there are several mistakes that you can avoid learning from this in retrospect, some pitfalls that Randy fell into. But no, seriously, it was horrible. I mean, the agent showed up, his young 14-year-old boy, their dog, which was like a lab or something, and one of their family friends were out hunting. The feds shot at them, killed the dog. And, you know, it was later found out that the feds were actually planning on luring the dog out to try to get it to be aggressive and kill it, to try to start a firefight. I mean, that was the feds' intent, was to start a firefight. And mission accomplished. And the boy and the other family friend returned fire. I guess a federal agent was hit. There's not very many details on this. It's very hard to pull up details. I'm relying mostly on what Jeff Bennett reported on his show at 7 o'clock Central. So eventually the 14-year-old boy took off running, and they shot him from the back in the arm. He kept running, and they shot him square in the back and killed him. Then they shot through the cabin and killed Weaver's wife, who was holding his infant child. Very horrible story. It all could have been prevented with just a little bit of clear thinking and a whole lot of preventative maintenance, do I want to say? Preventative actions. Just, you have to think. You have to learn how to not get involved with these people to begin with. Don't join groups. You know the groups that you should be joining is your local county seat, right? Your city council. You should go to these meetings. You should go to your school board meetings and find like-minded people. Join legit organizations. Don't join anything that has to do with the Klan or Nazis. Just don't do it. I mean, almost just assume that anything like that is full of feds and they're going to give you the Weaver treatment. All right. So that having been said, let me get into some content here on the Buffalo shooter. So most of the hosts have covered this today. You've probably got the gist of it. Peyton Gendron, 18-year-old man, allegedly shot and killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York on Saturday. It's being deemed as a race crime because the majority of the people that he shot were elderly blacks. Now, of course, there are other anomalies here, markings on the gun and the Christchurch shooter. The manifesto that was pasted and copied from the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand's manifesto. A lot of hokey stuff here. So this really does smack as like a false flag. But here's a question, like, why do these so-called white supremacists, why do they target like innocent old black people shopping? Like, why did Dylann Roof target the black church of, you know, Christian blacks who presumably were decent people? You know, I mean, a lot of good black people go to church, and mostly you got elderly in these Pentecostal black churches, and they're not killing or stealing. I mean, they're really good black people. Like, why would you do that? If you were a hardcore white supremacist who wanted to really take out, if you really were upset about black violence, I mean, why wouldn't you go to Chicago and like target some gangs, like walk into a place where you knew a bunch of gangbangers were and just shoot, just get in a big firefight with them, maybe go down, right? How heroic would that be? I'm not saying do this. I'm presenting a scenario of why target innocent people when you could actually target what you perceive as the problem, you know, which is gangbangers and violence, or violent illegal immigrants like MS-13. You know, perhaps you could go to an MS-13 hangout and have a Uzi firefight with those people. It's always the innocent, like, churchgoers, elderly grocery shoppers. That's what makes me think it's just a setup, man. It's so smacks of a setup. That's all I'm going to say on it. I'm not going to go into the rabbit hole of why, and was it crisis actors, or did just some confidential informant get talked into MK3 Ultra into going in here and shooting these people up? I don't know. What I am going to say is it smacks as a setup, and don't be involved in a setup. Stay out of these groups. Another thing I wanted to bring up is that, you know, I referenced the Daily Stormer a lot, Andrew Angwin's Daily Stormer. It's been taken off offline. You can only access the Daily Stormer through a Tor browser, T-O-R, on the dark web. It has an Onion website. And he's had this website for the time, ever since 2017, after Charlottesville, when his server was stolen. You could only access the Stormer on the dark web on Tor for the longest time. He had kept a dailystormer.cn site for a couple of months now, and that was taken down. So here's why. This is interesting. Right after the shooter, apparently, the shooter, and this is according to the media, but the shooter referenced or was blamed for running the Daily Stormer. They actually said that this Buffalo shooter was a part of dailystormer.cn, which is totally false. That was in the manifesto that they found. Very interesting that they put CN at the end of it, .cn, because that's only a recent website that Anglin had to build to keep his website on the clear web. Also, a bunch of Chinese on Twitter were saying that the Daily Stormer is run by the Chinese government, and that it is the personal website of the shooter. So anybody can claim anything about you, and you can be targeted. That's the point. We'll get back to this and more articles and your calls on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yeah.
Okay, we're back to the show. Your Monday night broadcast. I think it's the 16th of May. In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, covering this Buffalo shooter, and I was talking about how the Stormer was shut down. The DailyStormer.cn was shut down simply because the manifesto of the shooter mentioned the Daily Stormer in it. Let me read a few paragraphs from Andrew's write-up here. Mark, this contains an explicit in it. So Andrew writes, well, I got my website shut down. He, meaning the shooter, literally said dailystormer.cn in the manifesto, which why would he mention me at all? But especially why is he putting the .cn? He also claims to have written the manifesto months ago when we didn't even have that domain. So there is definitely some question as to whether he even wrote it at all. But yeah, a bunch of Chinese race traders living in America on Twitter were saying that the site, the DailyStormer.cn site, was run by the Chinese government and that the Daily Stormer was the personal website of the shooter. So I can't even really blame the Chinese for shutting it down. It's just a bunch of bull s. Like, aside from the people he shot and their families, the biggest impact of the shooting is on the Daily Stormer and its readership, and of course on all white people who are going to be collectively punished for this, like the Palestinians. There's nothing I can do to stop people from doing these shootings. I've never even suggested that I support anything of the sort, and have constantly told people not to do this. It's just so dumb. That's from Andrew Anglin in his write-up on the Buffalo Shooter on how his site got taken down simply because his site was mentioned in the manifesto. I remember a similar thing a few years back. Dylan Roof had been on Stormfront and I guess got on the forum. And because of that, the feds subpoenaed Don Black, you know, who is the main guy doing Stormfront, and subpoenaed him to come to court. Now, he never did have to go. He actually was on his way and they canceled it because I guess they realized how much BS that it was and it wasn't worth trying to go after Don over it. But literally, this is the point I want to make on all this. If the feds could set up any kind of shooting like this, they could legit get one of their CIs to do it. They could brainwash some 18-year-old kid. I mean, maybe it's MK Ultra. I don't know. But whatever the reason, you know, I'm not even assuming that this was crisis actors. I'm assuming that this was a legit shooting. But when I say I think it's a false flag, I think it was someone who was coaxed into doing this and that everything was set up ahead of time to get a certain result from the shooting. Remember, Merrick Garland was questioned, hey, where's all the white supremacist cases that you're, you know, that you're prosecuting? And he really didn't have an answer. So maybe they create those cases, right? Question, how easy would it be for them to set up the next shooter to go shoot up some black church or black grocery store? And how easy would it be for the shooter to have republicbroadcastingnetwork.org on his manifesto? How easy would that be? How easy would it be for them to shut us down? And it doesn't mean don't participate in Republic Broadcasting. That's not the point. The point is give to Republic Broadcasting, let's build up some money in case we got to mount a legal defense. You know what I'm saying? And to all of the hosts on this network would be vulnerable for anything that you've ever said and any callers that called in. Not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you to be careful what you say on air and how you present yourself. But I'm making the point that they're coming after us. And Andrew Anglin's an easy target because early on, you know, 5-6 years ago, his website was more satire. He, you know, used his freedom of speech to do over-the-top articles to try to prove a point, to try to desensitize people. And it will be very easy, you know, to go back and use any one of those articles and say, well, this is hate. This is inciting violence. And every chance they get, they knock his site offline and he's got to go on the dark web. It will be very easy for them to do that to RBN. And then if that happens, where would you go for your source of truth? Alex Jones, do you want to hear about the gay frogs? Maybe you go to Tucker. What would be considered the acceptable dissident right-wing voice, you know, in mainstream? And as long as he's allowed on Fox News, he is considered the acceptable voice. Even if he says stuff that maybe is good from time to time, he's controlled in some point. He's controlled in the aspect that there's some areas where he cannot go. We don't have those restrictions here. Other than we don't want to, you know, incite violence. You know, we can speak full freedom here and speak the truth. Anyway, got another break coming up. Let's cover more of this, more articles and your calls on the other side. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone,
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Monday Night Broadcast on Implant Site. Moving on here, I want to address how Rand Paul is stalling the passage of this $40 billion Ukraine aid from CBSNews.com. And it says, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul defied leaders of both parties Thursday and delayed until next week a Senate approval of an additional $40 billion to help Ukraine and its allies withstand the Russia's three-month-old invasion. With the Senate poised to debate and vote on the package of military and economic aid, Paul denied leaders the unanimous agreement they needed to proceed. The bipartisan measure, backed by President Joe Biden, underscores the U.S. determination to reinforce its support of Ukraine's outnumbered forces. So Paul's basic premises was he wants to know where these funds are going so that it's not just funneled into, you know, various areas. He wants a breakdown of it. Now, I understand what he's doing. You know, he's delaying it. But the real question should be, why are we sending this to the Ukraine at all? Why are we supporting this and why do we care? But that's not even a question that's allowed to be asked. And so Rand Paul, even though maybe he thinks he's doing a good thing, he's not asking the real question, right? I mean, he is holding it up, but they'll just make up something and override him. Whereas if he would engage them on the actual question of, hey, why are we sending this money to a foreign country when we have so many needs here, when we have our own border, the baby formula shortages, all the other shortages, skyrocketing gas and the such, but yet we're sending money to a foreign country. I mean, that's a talking point of not only our side in the dissident right, but in mainstream conservatism, that seems to be a talking point. Why are we sending this money when we have so many needs here? So I get it. But Rand asked the real question, right? This is very similar to DeSantis in Florida. Oh, we're going to protest the trannification and homosexualization of our children in schools before fourth grade, right? The real issue is don't do it at all. I keep bringing that up, but man, it's a poignant. It's something, you know, worth bringing up. Is how these so-called conservatives, they don't fight for us. They just bring up issues and move the goalpost over and shift the whole thing over to the left even more. So that the talking point is, well, why should we do this before fourth grade? No, why should we do it at all? You know, why would we indoctrinate even high school or college students in this? This is ridiculous. So it's something I wanted to bring up there. Rand, you know, I'll vote for him again because there's nobody else. We got a lot of us here in Kentucky that are going to try to vote McConnell out. We always try, but it never works. But Rand Paul is probably the best thing we have going in Kentucky, along with our great legislature and, you know, attorney Daniel Cameron, all good people. And I will say that Beshear is going to lose in 2023 regardless. But, you know, that's only going to be a state-level thing. You know, we've got this money going to Ukraine, and that's not going to be stopped. You can bet the Senate will pass it. And Paul will just delay it a little bit and cause a little bit of a debate on where the money's going, but not why is the money going there to begin with. Anyway, taking your calls, if you want to weigh in, 512-248-8252. Some bottom of the stack stuff that I haven't gotten to last week that I think is worth talking to. Doctors say the pandemic side effects have caused serious health issues. CNBC.com. Interesting that this makes it onto the mainstream and they're having to actually admit that. Doctors say that these pandemic side effects are serious problems and unlikely to go away anytime soon. In September of 2021, I collapsed from exhaustion. My vision went blurry, then my eyelids grew heavy so that I could barely keep them up for milliseconds at a time. Panicked, I stumbled approximately 50 yards toward a nearby friend, slumped over at her shoulders. She guided me to a shady spot under a tree where I floated in and out of consciousness for about 2 hours. This person saying this was a healthy guy in their late 20s with no known risks of health issues. They chalked it up as a one-time thing, but over the next few months, at unpredictable moments and on random days, this person said they would hit a wall, going from perfectly fine to lying in the fetal position with a crushing headache and the snap of a finger. Friends and family eventually convinced this person to see a doctor, and then a wide variety of blood tests later, the diagnosis was back. This person has severe vitamin C deficiency, high cholesterol as well. This is a person in their late 20s. According to the doctor, both issues were pretty easy to connect to the sedentary lifestyle that this person had led since March of 2020, not going outside, not exercising as often as they did before COVID. So they spoke, this person spoke with half a dozen medical experts in the field, from internal medicine to oncology to dermatology and podiatry. All of them said that in the recent months, they've seen upticks in health issues that didn't involve contracting COVID-19, but are caused by the pandemic restrictions. interesting that the mainstream is putting this out there, that they're having to deal with this. This means that this is becoming a problem of people developing health issues because of the lockdown measures 2 years ago, and not from the so-called alleged virus itself. Anyway, we do have some callers here. Before I go on to more content, I'm going to go to the call screen. We'll get Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Yes.
I would like to have a conversation with you. Jeff Bennett's show today, I want to see that go viral. When you didn't listen to it personally, and it's hard because he was in an auditorium where there's a lot of background noise. And I talked to Jeff, and I said, if it's possible to clean that up, maybe some of the techies at RBN can do it. But don't want to lose that valuable show. But when people hear things, you know, there's mistakes being made. And you made kind of a tough one. And Randy Weaver did not sell two sawed-off shotguns to this person. The person was a Fed, and he was trying to get the goods on Randy Weaver for 2 years. He owned the two shotguns, and he kept trying to get Randy to saw off the ends of the barrels. And a mistake like that throws the bad things on Randy Weaver. Now, I followed that pretty closely. I lived in California, and I come back to Iowa in 1999. And in 2000, I went to the Iowa State Fair, and by chance, I ran on to Randy Weaver's nephew. And it was in the farm implement area and tractors. And got in a conversation with him. And then found out that he was Randy Weaver's nephew. And I started asking about him, and then I started bawling. And all the people were looking at me like, you know, what's wrong with this guy? Well, people have got to know Ruby Ridge. Now, let's go to Waco. All right. Horiyoshi, and I'm not pronouncing the name correctly, but he is a Fed, and he could have shot Vicky Weaver. But he was at Waco. Now, the government lies, lies, lies. I want to ask you a question, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What church was represented in Waco? Waco, that they burned the women
the church,
and children.
I believe it was Branch Davidians. Was that correct?
The Seventh Day Adventist. Now, let's fast forward to the Roman papal system. They say in their catechism, we change the seventh day, Sabbath, the seventh Saturday, to Sunday, to show our power of authority. That's their authority they've taken. They changed the Sabbath. In doing that, they would end up with nine. Then they divided the tenth commandment. All right. separation of church and state. During Clinton's presidency, and I can't remember if it's 2015 or 14 or 16, but the Pope came over here and Clinton had him there and he said, "Welcome, Father, back to America. You call no man on earth Father. No man."
Yeah, I agree. And let me ask you something about, let's go back to Randy Reaver real quick. That's interesting, and I didn't know the full details. I was very young. Fred, are you still there? Okay. Mike said we lost Fred. Maybe he'll call back. So I was just going to ask Fred a few things, but hopefully Fred will call back. He was trying to make a point. I think Fred's premise is that the Catholic Church is the movers and shakers of the global governance. I would disagree. I think the Catholic Church is maybe a tool, but Biden did not appoint Jesuits or Catholics in his cabinet. They're about 75% Jewish. Victoria Nuland, Andy Blinken, Jewish. I mean, that's what I'd say to that, but I was interested to see what Fred's take was on the whole Waco siege, and I had a question for him on Randy Weaver. Maybe he'll call back, and we'll give him a chance to finish his point. But see, I was back to the let's get back to the content that was on before Fred called in. The fact that the media is having to deal with these issues of health issues caused because of the lockdown, not to mention all the financial and supply chain things that we're just feeling the full effects of now. And then right on the heels of that, we have the full effects of the sanctions on Russia because of the Ukrainian war. It's almost as if they're trying to tear this country down. And one of the silver linings in the cloud that I've mentioned so many times before is that all of this in the last 2 years has really forced states to become more sovereign and for state legislatures to pass the laws on elections, on not, you know, doing the ballots, on voting in person with IDs. They've redistricted election lines here in Kentucky so that Frankfort, Lexington, and Louisville don't control the entire vote, that those votes are split with rural areas. States have passed anti-COVID measures, you know, because of the lockdowns. I know in Kentucky we have legislation that says churches are essential. You cannot shut down churches, even in a supposed pandemic. There's anti-mask legislation here where that school boards can determine whether students wear masks. And now Kentucky legislature is even trying to pass a law saying you can't force masks at all in any state schools. A lot of good things have come from this in state sovereignty. So, Mike, if you will, if we can, Mike, let's skip the break because Fred is back, and I want to give Fred a chance to finish his point. Fred in Iowa, I believe, you were elaborating on the Catholics.
Yeah, Jeremiah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, got you loud and clear. You were elaborating on how Clinton called him Holy Father. Welcome back, Holy Father.
I'm having trouble on my end. I think it's the service provider. And what I've been saying and what I'm about to say is extremely important to me, and I've been trying 7 years to get all of this out. But I covered Clinton, when he said, "Welcome back, Holy Father." Okay, that ended right there, the separation of church and state. Now you take our Supreme Court. There are six Catholics, Roman Catholics, on the Supreme Court. And I think two, which I find no problem with that, and I don't know what the third one is. Six Catholic Supreme Court justices. This country was founded on Protestantism. Yes. That shows you the imbalance. Now, go to Ruby Ridge, Waco, Texas. Did I get that out?
Yeah, that they were Seventh-day Adventists, the Branch Davidians.
Yes, okay. And I may be repeating myself, but the Jesuits, the Catholic Church, the Black Pope, and I do not hate Catholics, for criminy's sake. And I'll say this right now, and I won't explain it. The first beast in Revelation 13 is the Roman Papacy Vatican system. The second beast in Revelation 13, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image to him, is the United States government and the apostate Protestant churches. Okay, to reiterate, I do not hate Catholics, and I do not hate Protestants, and I do not hate blacks, and I do not hate Jews. Now, jumping in the Bible to, oh my God, Fred, not Moses, but it's maybe when I start talking about it, you know the verse or the name. But Abraham. He said, the Lord said to him, Jesus Christ, God, that from your seed the whole world will benefit. Every nation, tongue, race, and color. Okay. In God's eyes, we're all equal. You, I, all people, we're as important as kings and queens, dictators and presidents. In the eyes of God, we're all equal. Now, who's the chosen people? I'm going to answer that myself. The chosen people are the people that follow Christ, irrespective of their nationality, their ethnicity, their race or color. They are the chosen people. And I would like to read four verses to corroborate what I'm saying. But I'm going to jump to Okie City, Oklahoma. Now, for years, did you want to make a comment?
Oh, I just said we got one more caller. I've heard you calling the Chris Lincoln show a lot, too.
Give me the time, please. Give me the time.
Okay.
Okay, Oklahoma City. Now, I was hesitant about putting this out for years, but I did about 3 or 4 years ago. I lived a lot of years in Alaska, and I was an air track driller. I drilled rock, and I was a powder monkey. I didn't get my powder license, you know, dynamite. Now, I don't know anything about C4 or all this, but I've blowing up thousands of tons of rock. Now, when a fertilizer bomb truck parked in front of the building in Okie City, and when the blast goes off, the blast takes the path of the least resistance, it would blow out or across the street. It would damage some of the front of the building, but not to the extent that you see the picture. There were bombs planted in that, in the upper stories. And I am, I'm blowing up a lot of stumps and may sound silly, but you've got to block the, under the roots where the roots are to keep the dynamite as enclosed as you can. So you can split the stump and then a backhoe can take it out. That's in the building roads. And I didn't want to put this out because I'm paranoid, because I am a Christian person. And on top of that, I am in the church, not a church. And to put this out, what the vast 99% of Catholics don't know, and 95% of Christians don't know, is that in the end times, and we're there, is they gotta kill Christians. And they will be incarcerated, tortured, and murdered. And who will help murder them? Other ignorant Christians. They'll go along. They don't know ignorance. Now, I've said enough for this show, but I want to see Jeff Bennett's show go viral. And I talked to him, and if the techies there at RBN can clean up that, because it's, you know, the audio is horrid. But I said, Jeff, we don't want to endanger that and, you know, ruin the DVD or whatever it is. But he says he has two. He has another one. So anyhow, one more thing. Jeff, I have on my desk four Bibles that are just almost destroyed, marked up, written in the margins. And then I have a sword also, a two-edged sword. That's sort of the spirit. I don't have a revolver because I don't want to kill anybody.
Right. Appreciate the call, my friend. We're out of time. Sorry to the other callers, and call back next time on Endpoint Sight. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Dynamic Duo.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.